the length of time that particular Garda has been suspended, I think, is concerning. That said, we understand that when a person has been accused of wrongdoing, you know, that there has to be a process and there has to be a due process and that there has to be an investigation and all of that, and that can take time. I think in the context of the numbers of Gardaí, you know, there's almost 15,000 guards in the state, you know, to have about 120 of them on suspension, you know, it's never good. But I think we have to look at it in that context of the large numbers that's there. We also recognise, of course, that, you know, there's a certain standard that the community hold the Gardaí to. They are the guardians of the peace. They are the enforcers of law. And from that point of view, it's vitally important that they are also held to account for if anything has happened or anything is not been done appropriately or properly. So I think, you know, the numbers reflect the level in which most Gardaí hold themselves and the position that they hold, that they're held in well high regard by the community, and in the vast, vast majority of cases, they act appropriately at all times. When there are those who don't, I think there needs to be a proper and full investigation into wrongdoing, and under those circumstances, of course, they have to be on suspension from duties.
But is it fair to, I suppose, paint such a negative light on the Gardaí when, as you touched on, the majority do such a brilliant job?
Well, that's it. I think we have to look at it in a balanced way. The vast, vast majority, as I said, do a very good job and work diligently and do their very best for the community and for everyone and indeed for their colleagues. But unfortunately, there had been a culture in the past where a lot of Gardaí supported each other even when wrongdoing was happening and covered up for each other. And that, I think, is one of the things that the community are very aware of, because we had so many scandals around all of that in the past. And hopefully we're moving away from that. And hopefully we'll be in a situation where that type of behaviour will not be tolerated in the future. And I certainly think that, you know, the community do hold the guards in high respect and expect high standards from them. And I think, you know, they also have to expect high standards from each other and ensure that they're held to account.